Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers, and deliver me, lest, like a lion, they tear my soul apart, rending it in pieces with none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil, or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it, and let him trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. My shield is with God, who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge, and a God who feels indignation every day. The words of Psalm 7, verses 1 through 5 and 8 through 11. Penned by the prophet and King David, no doubt sometime around the events happening in 1 Samuel chapters 24 to 26, when he is being pursued by his friend and king, Saul, slandered by many people, forced to flee, forced to justify himself, forced to feign madness for a while so as to escape. And so he rightly does call out that the Lord would vindicate him according to his righteousness, for he had not done anything against Saul. He had never lifted his hand against the man, even though he'd been promised he would take his place. But such was David's faith in the power of God's promises and the power of God's words that he did not believe he needed to make it happen. He believed that God would remove Saul in his own time and bring David into the kingdom so he could call out that God would judge according to what he had seen. But you and I, well, we can't. I mean, there are times, there are places where we aren't really at fault, but in terms of why this is scripture, what this has to teach us about Judgment Day, well, that's just not the case there. We can't call out that God would vindicate us according to our righteousness, but there is one man who can. His name is Jesus, and he is the Lord, and this is his psalm. You might search the scriptures because you believe that in them you will find the path to life, but it is they that testify not to your feet, but to Jesus' feet, to his path, to his ways and work and life, his death, his resurrection for you. So you must imagine Jesus hanging on the cross, praying these words, Lord God, I take refuge from my pursuers in you. They want to tear me apart like a lion. There is none to deliver me. But is there wrong in my hands? Oh, and there is the great mystery, for his hands were pierced with the wrongs, not of himself, but of you and me. So he says, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it. Let him trample me to the dust, if I deserve it. And because he's carrying the sins of you and me, he does. But then, O Lord, judge me according to my righteousness, and because even the sins of you and me are not enough to bury the righteousness of the Son of God, 3 days later, that judgment, that vindication, it was announced as the tomb was broken open and Christ came forth, having put the evil of your wickedness to an end in himself and established a righteousness to be given away forever. A free gift, a shield that is the salvation of God for those who are made upright in heart by the promise of the forgiveness of sins. God is a righteous judge. He does not like evil. That's exactly why he's chosen to save you from it in the person and work of your Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.